I'm hearing that Cam Hayward is out there and is all systems go. We'll see if my moles and minions are giving me false information or if it's true that he is practicing. Did not talk this morning. The Steelers media cognoscenti saying that it's Thursday mornings for Cam in 2025. So nothing to see here in terms of like him blowing them off or not wanting to talk today. I did hear that if Chris Boswell doesn't talk to the media this week, he will be fined by the NFL. He has not talked at all. But now that it's game week, if he gets asked for, if they want to ask him what the heck happened to your holdout, he does have to talk. So maybe that comes up. We get some light shed on that situation this week as well. We've got callers chiming in now with the optimistic oxygen in the air of a Steelers season on the horizon and them being 0-0 and having brought in Aaron Rodgers, DK Metcalf, Jalen Ramsey, and Darius Slay, expecting big things. Emmanuel saying the Steelers are going to finish with the same season as the Chiefs this year. They're going to be just as good as the Chiefs.
I think the Chiefs could have a harder run of it. A couple of reasons. We now know there's four big boy coaches. Whether you think Pete Carroll lost the touch, he definitely has had it at one point. He has been he's a Super Bowl winner. Sean Payton, Super Bowl winner in that conference. Like, Jim Harbaugh came damn near close to doing it, lost to his brother, has won a national title.
So you agree with him?
I just think there's four big boy coaches now in that division. I also happen to think, and I think you agree with me on this, I think Geno Smith's a good football player.
He has not had a losing season since 2014 in the NFL. He had a winning record every year in Seattle. So is that your way of saying you agree?
I think
the Steelers
tougher,
and Chiefs will have the same season?
No, I think the Chiefs are still better and will be a little bit better in the regular season. But it's going to be tough for them to
just
roll
playoffs?
Through. I'm always going to take Patrick.
Donnie, how about you? You smoking what Emmanuel's passing around the doobie line?
I mean, he's not alone in that.
I'm not asking other people. I'm asking you, man. You're the ball knower.
No, I'm saying, like, I don't think he's just, like, out to lunch thinking that the Chiefs won't win their division, but I think it's more people, like, hoping than anything. I'm not going to get too cute with it. They still have maybe the best quarterback on the planet, certainly the best one for me in a big game. I know he got blown out in the Super Bowl.
Yep.
They still have a legendary head coach.
Brady got blown out in a Super Bowl. It happens. You go to enough of them, you're not going to win every single one.
And the defense is always better than it gets credit
Absolutely.
For.
The defense has less than the Steelers, and they do more, which drives me nuts, and it's a testament to Spagnuolo as
so,
a defensive mind.
As competitive as the division could be, I'm not going to pick anybody besides the Chiefs until they prove it.
I do think Emmanuel was right about something he said. I think that the Steelers would, as an organization, sign up for Rodgers being 2020 Ben. Which was really a great story for about 13 or 14 weeks, and then it went completely off the rails. But if he gets you that, I mean, if it's honestly, if it looks like last year,
Pony, what Super Bowl
I think
did
they're
Brady
fine
get blown
with
out
it.
In? He didn't get blown out in any. He's never lost one by more than 8 points. The Eagles game was 41-33.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I guess
he's never been blown out. I took immediate exception to that.
Yeah, I guess he didn't get anything like.
No,
Mahomes
he didn't get
did.
He blew out Mahomes,
yeah,
man. He was
right.
The one who did it.
Fair enough.
Anyway, don't want to get bogged down in the muck here, but I do kind of. That's why I said that.
I think they'd sign up for 2020 Ben or 2024 Russell Wilson.
That's a pretty low clearinghouse or low bar because 2020 Ben, by the end of the year, we all knew did not look like.
Well, what about this schedule makes anybody think that history's not going to repeat itself? December and January is an absolute bitch, man. It is. It's tough.
It's a very hard schedule.
It's super tough again. So,
I think that's a question that you should just be posing for people at 412-928-9370. Go look at their schedule. It looks brutal the last 2 months of the year. Why do people feel more optimistic about them?